Welcome, everyone, to our Monday night success team call. This is Mark Riches hosting the call. It's February 4th, 2019. We are kicking off an incredible month. We're going to grab our top recruiters and list them out for you for the month of January. We've got standing by several speakers. We've got Mr. Jim Tanner, Platinum Executive Director from Mass on the call from Boston. Welcome to him. We've got Mr. Chris Corley, our number one recruiter for the month of January, 7 personal recruits. Get ready to take notes from Mr. Corley. And we've also got Susan Pellegrinetti, one of the top 10 recruiters for the month as well. To share some important updates on the deregulation that we announced this morning on our B2B call. I'm excited. January was an incredible month. Let's look at the top recruiters here in just a minute. Before that, we have launched a new book of the month. You can go to gy3successteam.com and look at our new book of the month. It's Money Mindset by Brian Carruthers. And we're going to work on getting maybe some autographed copies of that since Brian's a good friend of mine and Jim's, and maybe run those as some incentives this month. We're also going to have Mr. Carruthers, a $1 million-a-year income earner with Legal Shield, on our call this month to share some exciting insights to you. So read the book. Again, it's Money Mindset by Brian Carruthers. You can click on the link right on our website, order it from Amazon. I ordered my copy. It was not a book I had in my collection. That's why Jim recruits better than I do, because he's got all these great books. But we wanted to share that with you. It's a great book packed with great information on how he's built the largest sales organization in Legal Shield. We've also, at our kind of kickoff event in December, we had these really cool-looking GY3 T-shirts. We've had people ask if they could get one, even though they weren't at the event. We have some. Not a ton, but we have some left over from that event. So you're welcome to go to the store link. You can click on the link in the back office, same place you go to get your tickets for Dallas convention, but you can order those. You'll see the T-shirts on there now. We don't have all the sizes, but what's on there is what we have. Let's talk about top recruiters for January. Congratulations to everyone. It was the biggest recruiting month we've had in 7 months. With Legal Shield, so super impressed with that. And here's the top 10. Number 10, Maggie Newton from Kansas with 3 personal recruits. Let me see if we can – yeah, we're going to squeeze one more in because there's a lot tied for that third with 3 recruits, and that's Anna Markova from Tennessee. Anytime I can squeeze a Tennessean in, Anna Markova is in the top 10 because she tied with 3 recruits, and this whole list here is 3 recruits, which I'm, you know, 3 is a good number. It's not as good as 4, it's not as good as 5, and definitely not as good as 7. We're going to hear from, have some names recognized in those categories, but we've got a pretty large group. Half our top 10 is in the 3s. So Anna Markova, Maggie Newton from Kansas, Jessica Hooten from Montana, Janet Thomas from Texas. Congratulations to you, Janet. James Jackson from Florida, and Michael Dagan from Florida. So Florida showing up strong with the big heat wave. And Michael Dagan did not recruit 3. He recruited 4. So we're switching to the 4 there. Congratulations, Michael. 1 recruit a week. These are associates of Legal Shield. And then we've got Miss Susan Pellegrinetti. We've got her on the call tonight from Tennessee, also with 4 recruits for the month. Richard Miller from Kansas with 4 recruits for the month. Great job to you, Richard. And Terry Mortimer. She was mentioned on the call this morning with Mr. Jeff Bell, the CEO of Legal Shield from Michigan, with 4 recruits. Now the final 2 top recruiters, Adam and Alicia Thompson, who, by the way, were also in the top 10 producers last month, but they're a power couple. You know, it's not 1 plus 1 equals 2. It's 1 plus 1 equals 3 or 4. I mean, they are a power couple, focused on recruiting, focusing on protecting people with the plan. And Adam and Alicia had 5 personal recruits last month. Congratulations to both of them. And Mr. Chris Corley came in at number 1. He had set a big goal. He was focused on 6 but ended up with 7. A big congratulations to Mr. Corley for his best recruiting month ever in 2 years. And definitely ranked in the number 1 position in our team. Hopefully someone goes and beats him this month. Chris, I've invited you on the call just to share any tips that you have with the team. Everyone on this call wants to be just like you. They want to recruit. They want to build a big team. Tell us how you did it, how the numbers played out, how many fast starts you have, and more importantly than anything, what's your goals for February?
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Riches, for the invitation. I'm really excited about the improved changes to the new agent training as well. That's going to really help all of us next month. You'd mentioned on the last call about the shortening of the training time, taking out the segment quizzes, making the overall mode of recruiting of the agent boil down to just sending out a simple link. All of these are great changes, and I'm really excited to hear how these slight improvements are just going to explode all of us that are recruiters in our business. Now, I want to share some things I put into practice last month that I personally believe launched my recruiting to my personal best of 7 paid Legal Shield associates in 1 month. And the first thing is every day I reminded myself with my personal affirmations that success truly is possible with Legal Shield. You know, some people might think that that's a small thing, but I'm here to tell you it really isn't. I mean, this is a daily affirmation. I mean, I have to tell myself every day that my dreams do not have to be easy, but they must be possible. And I know that success truly is possible with Legal Shield. But it takes commitment and consistent effort, and that's what I did. You know, I got with some people in my team, and I said, we're going to make 60 calls a day. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is, how we feel, what happens, if we have a headache, if we are tired, if my baby didn't sleep well last night. You know, we're going to make 60 calls per day. And sometimes, you know, they weren't great days, you know. I mean, I got all the way to 55 and didn't get one person of interest. And within the last two, you know, were a win and sort of made it all worthwhile. But because we made that commitment and for the consistency of our effort, I really saw a change last month. And it was my mindset when I was talking to people. You know, that also was a change. I stopped trying to change people that I was talking to. I mean, I didn't really know the people that I was talking to. And yet, I was trying to change them while I was on the phone, and that wasn't working. I realized I can't make people want the lifestyle that I want. But what I can do is keep looking for people who are looking for what I have to offer with Legal Shield. And one thing that helped me develop a strong posture that not only kept me going when I got frustrated, because I did get frustrated. I got frustrated a lot. I got frustrated often. I got frustrated sometimes twice in one day. But what made me, I think, more attractive to my prospects and ultimately my team was my personal development and attending the events. I made sure I was plugged into weekly events, daily events. I mean, the training calls that we have, that we're on right now, the 5-minute strong videos by Legal Shield every single day, and all of the videos that they put all throughout social media, all throughout the week. I made sure I was on Mr. Jim Tanner's webinars when he was on, other webinars that Harvard offered, GY3 offered. I mean, I just made sure that I put into my calendar and my schedule as many events that I could get plugged into, because I knew that that was going to make all the difference. So I hope that you decide that you're going to see this business through to success. I hope that you're going into 2019 with a plan to not only invest in yourself, but to grow yourself. You know, the leadership here in this team tells us that this is a people attraction business, and you are the only one who can make yourself more attractive. Look at your associations. Get around the best of the best. Get plugged into the best of the best. Earn your way into their space. Watch them. Look at them on social media so you can emulate them. How do they think? How do they talk, walk, and act? Are they big thinkers or are they small? Are they leading by example or are they not? And again, stop talking all the time with people who are stuck and not doing much. All they're going to do is get you stuck in the same way. And lastly, you got to recruit like life as you want it depends on it, because your dream should always supersede your excuses. Well, thanks again for having me on the call. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Richards.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Chris Corley. We appreciate you sharing those great nuggets with us on the call today. I love how you're focused on 60 calls a day. And, you know, if everyone listening to this call tonight did that, if that was their focus and their change, it would explode your numbers. It's the discipline. It's mastering the mundane. It's that daily discipline, and it's easy to set the goal. It's easy to hear Chris and say, "Man, I'm doing that. I'm doing 60 calls a day." I'll tell you where it gets tough about noon tomorrow when you're at 20. You know, I know it's tough, but I'll tell you what. I have been personally recruiting last month. Started personally recruiting. I ended up with five Legal Shield associates, one Fast Start. So Chris beat me on Fast Starts, wrote 9 new memberships. That was exciting. I love it. And because of that, I've been able to invest some time and energy in improving the system that we're using. Before I talk about those updates, I want to take the call to Ms. Susan Pellegrinetti, joining us from Cookeville, Tennessee, also one of the top recruiters last month, as we mentioned. Susan, Jeff Bell joined us on our business solutions call this morning, made some big announcements about some deregulation. Please share that with the team and also what you're doing with those announcements to grow your organization. Oh, sorry, I muted you. Hang on. Okay, I'm coming. There you go.
There I am.
We can
Thank
hear you,
you
now.
Thank you so much. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Great. Listen, I just want to say how glad I am to be on this call. I love doing this stuff. I love it every day. I get up early and I'm ready, and Mark always tells me to bite the positive side of the battery, and I do it every single day. You know, and just to reiterate what Chris is saying, when you feel like you've done enough, you haven't done enough. And I'm going to show you a couple little things today that I realized that I needed to be focusing on. This morning on the call with Jeff Bell, which everyone on this call needs to be plugging into that call. If you haven't heard it, you need to go back and listen to it. You're a recruiter of all agents, all different positions. So you need to know what they need to know, and you need to be going out and promoting that call. I get to work every morning, 8 o'clock, still do it every day. I'm there 15 minutes early, get on there, get ready, get my emails done, and I call for an entire hour. I call every agent on the East Coast. Leave your Centrals and your Mountains and your Pacifics alone there. It's a little early. But get on there and call every one of your agents and let them know about that call. If they're in group sales, that was an amazing call this morning. The main thing for all of us was Alabama and Illinois licensing is gone. If you have anybody in those states that you're prospecting, get them on the phone. If you have anybody that you brought into the system last month, get them on the phone. Let them know they're going to be reimbursed if they got that license. So that is the big, huge news, because licensing will stop people. And we think, oh, it's not that much, but to some people it is. So what I did today, I had a slow day, which was unusual, but I went in your AMS system. You have on the left side of the computer there on the screen, you'll have where your dashboard is. If you scroll down to where it says reports, it's the third from the bottom. In there, you can go through and you can select an agent report down towards the bottom. On that agent report, the second one in the right-hand column is list of agents by state. Type in AL and see who you have that's living in Alabama that's a prospect that's just sitting there. You probably have notes on them that they couldn't afford the licensing. Call them. That's what I did today. I went in through all my Alabama prospects, all my agents that I already had in the system, Most of them I had in there, they couldn't afford the licensing. It was too much of an ordeal for them. This opens up so many more prospects. I did that with Alabama and Illinois. And so this report will pull each one of those states up. You can just, you know, click your green arrow, leave them that message. Even if I had some from a few years ago, and I got a call back from two of them. And it was just the right time for them. You never count an agent out that you brought in that's never done anything. Never count them out. We get discouraged. We think nobody wants to do anything, but never count them out. It just wasn't, they're not mad at you. It just wasn't the right time for them. So I loved that call this morning. Again, everyone needs to be on there. There's reports back here for everything. If you get up in the morning, Monday morning, to promote your call, you can pull a list of agents on your East Coast. That's all you have to pull. You can do it. You can do it by area of focus. You can do it by the state. You can do it by the time zones. I just encourage you to get in and look at these reports, understand them, and you know, even with the 60 calls a day, when you're keeping up with how many you've done, you think, oh, I've called all day. There's a report. Mark knows it well. He tells me all the time. There's a report. Is your activity log. Let you know exactly where you're at in here. So I'm so excited about this. I think, you know, we forget sometimes that we have all these things, but really go into your AMS, go to your reports, and look at all the reports that are back there that you can pull that are going to promote you and promote your business and just help you grow and make more money. I'm just so excited today. I hope you guys can use this and excel tremendously. And I wish you all the best and have a great night.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Susan. We appreciate you, and congratulations again on your success. Susan is a new senior manager, as you saw on our GY3 Facebook page. So proud of her hitting that last month, and on her way to senior director this month. I think that's going to happen, and super excited about her commitment. And when she says she gets here at 8 and she calls for an hour promoting that call, I'm serious, I've never seen someone so committed to making the calls. And it shows when you go to her, like her agent view in the Harvard system, I mean, it shows all of the people that she's recruiting, most of them plugging in on the call. So it works, and that's what it takes. It takes that just simple effort. It's just the slight edge. You know, that's what it's all about. It's the people that aren't making the calls, they might have two or three on the calls. And the people that are getting them on the text alerts and promoting the call and getting assisting their team to get in the habit of being on a call on a Monday morning. Remember years ago when we kicked off the call, I think it was a Monday night call. Jim, you might have been involved in that, but it was a long time ago. Our first call, everyone forgot about it the first time. None of us were in the habit of being on a Monday night call. And then the next week, it was only like Mike and I, and we were sitting there talking, and I said, I don't think anyone else is going to join us. I mean, that's how it starts out. Well, you don't have to start your own team call like we did. You've got a great call with hundreds. We had over 200 people on that call this morning with Jeff Bell, and I'm sure we had at least that many listen to the playback. And I love how Susan said plug into all the calls. I couldn't agree more. Someone says, well, I'm a recruiter. I do the Monday night. Well, you're not a very good recruiter because that business solutions call we do, you want business solution people in your team, and you need to know the language and the trainings and the information to plug them into. And all of those calls, of course, are available for the playback. Okay, so we're working really hard. I'm going to take just a few more minutes here on developing the GY3 system. We are working on putting some training videos together. That training is going to be powerful, okay? But it is taking a little longer than we hoped. And part of the problem is we were kicking off a new year. I've been involved in a lot of these CPS groups with Legal Shield, which take a huge amount of time, 2.5 hours just today. But it's all good. It's all good, and we're working hard to put the TMS, the team management system, together. It'll have better systems than what we have now. But in the Harvard system, I've done some updates, especially after a month of personal recruiting, and I just wanted to share those with you real quick. So if you're using the Harvard system and putting your agents in there, you'll see that continue to evolve and develop. But a lot of that we're just prepping for the team management system when it goes live. I mean, it's there now, but none of this stuff is there. But when it's there, it'll be better than it ever has been. But one is that we reduced the time, and Susan mentioned this, the first step training. Or I think Chris Corley mentioned this. But we've reduced the first step training from 4.5 hours to 2.5 hours. We're now calling it the first step training. Why? Well, when we launch that GY3 training site, it'll be called the first step training. We're trying to get you ready for that in a slower transition than dumping it all at one time. So no longer a new agent training, but just a first step training. What did we do? Well, we cut out all the videos that relate to how to do the business, like the calling your warm market list or creating a warm market list, and other videos that were specific to different areas. We've got some new videos we're going to produce that fit in there, but we don't want to confuse people, and we don't want them to not get a membership from you just because they don't want to call their warm market list, for example. So what we're doing is stripping that training, the first step training, down to really membership training. Basically, you're going to run them through a 2.5-hour membership overview, and they're going to want that plan when they're done. We've taken away the quizzes to make it easier, and again, we just focused on the membership. We're going to compare. The reason we launched this February 1st is we're wanting to compare our results of how many of our agents finished the training. Last month, we have about 55% that's finished the training of 700 new agents. I think we'll be a lot better percentage-wise this month with a shorter training. We better be. But it's going to be interesting to see how much that improves. But already, it's a dramatic improvement. So we're seeing a lot of people finishing that training. It's shorter, it's easier, and I'm excited about that. So I'm wanting to share this with you. You're the recruiters for our organization. I want to make sure you know about those changes that we made. Here's a big one. We've set up a new easy domain name for each of you. So every one of you have your own domain name for enrolling a new agent. The old process, go to harvardbenefits.com, go up in the upper corner, click agent access, go to create new account, type in this access code, type in this, YURCHA, I think it's called, little code that proves you're not a computer. Or you know that process. Well, here it is now. Go to hrmcenroll.com. So hrmcenroll.com, and then the most important thing, /your agent ID number. So go to hrmcenroll.com/your agent ID number, and then when they go there, they create their account. It used to be 3 steps, now it's 1 step. Now you say, well, I want to use the old system. Well, there's no access code required. Well, there is an access code if you send them through the old site, but same thing. We've simplified the agent enrollment process. This is going to mirror how it will be on the GY3 training site. So as we develop the GY3 training program, we're using some of the things we've done there within Harvard to shorten it down. And so again, recap, hrmcenroll.com/your agent ID number. They can go there. They can create their agent account. We've removed the spouse. We've removed the date of birth. We've removed their full address. You go look at that tonight, hrmcenroll.com/your number. Look how easy it is to enroll an agent. That's it. There's not a second page. There's not a third page. It's one little page of information, and they're enrolled. And boom, they're on. So that's exciting. I'm excited about that. Same at the end. They can print their username and password. We're calling that a user account, not an agent account, so that you'll see some of that language changing out as well. But that's available, and it's live for everyone. You can go in your AMS under templates. You might be driving and say, man, I can't write that down. Just go to your AMS templates, and you'll see the last link at the top. Shows exactly what I'm talking about. It shows link to enroll new agents, hrmcenroll.com. I'm going to go there real quick because I want to make sure I'm giving out the right. This is a brand new domain. This all just came live today. So hrmcenroll.com/, and then it puts your number there, and that's the link. There's an email in the AMS prospect emailer that you can send your prospects for them to create their agent account. We've added that. If you use that email, it has this new link in it. So updates there. One last one I want to sneak in here. We've added two additional emails to the AMS agent emailer. And both these are at the bottom in the agent emailer, and they both relate to promoting conference calls. For example, if I'm looking at my AMS right now, and I'm looking at my view agents, and I've got a guy here, John Barnes, and of course he just signed up today, but he's at the top, and I don't show the call icon. I don't see that he was on today's call. I go to view, I go to agent emailer, and I see he's a solutions person, so I'm going to click a box that says, and I'm not going to send this to him because he just signed up today, but it says encourage team member to listen to the B2B training call. And it's really cool. This email, you can view the email right there, but it gives them the link to the archive, okay, so they can go and listen to the past call. It gives them the phone number and PIN number for future calls, and it gives them the text alert enrollment information so they can get text reminders, all in one email. That email should have been developed years ago. It's there today, brand new. Use it. Excuse me. The second email is encourage team members to listen to the success team call, the call that you're on right now. Who would you send that email to? Well, you got it right. You'd send it to the recruiters on your team, the team builders. So if you got a team builder that missed the team building call, boom. And both calls, just so you know, both calls are showing there. So if they're on the morning call on Monday, or it's going to be the same date, right? But if they listen to any of the playbacks of either of those calls, it's going to show their last call date. One last thing we did, if you go to your view agent page, I don't need to tell you this because if you log in, you're going to see it, but we've added a fast start deadline over on the left. I recruited 5 associates last month, and I was thinking, I need to know when their deadline is. Well, right there, under the agent name, you'll see if they are in their fast start period. You'll see also in purple a fast start qualified deadline, and it'll give you their deadline date. If they fast start qualify, like Danny Manoff did, or Manoff, it shows FSQ under him. And then the others are not yet associates, and they don't have the fast start deadline date. So, and then once they fast start qualify, it'll show fast start. Or if they miss their fast start, the deadline date will fall off. And then we've added a Legal Shield associate column to kind of replace that. So several other updates. I don't want to take any more of the time tonight on the call. I'll be doing a quick video kind of updating you on a lot of this stuff. But, again, we're making the system better. Just like Mr. Jeff Bell talked about this morning from Legal Shield, he said, hey, we're knocking down the barriers. We're making it easier, making it simpler. I mean, that's what we're doing here as well. We're committed to your success. We appreciate your patience as we develop these new state-of-the-art, powerful systems that will help you do this business even better. But using the old dinosaur system, I personally recruited 17 agents in Harvard last month, wrote 9 of them a Legal Shield membership, 5 of them a combo plan, and recruited 5 fast starts, and got 1 fast start qualified. So use the system. It works, is what I'm trying to say. Get people plugged in on the conference calls, promote the calls, promote the events. We have a phenomenal system. We're going to make it even better, even easier, even simpler, if that's even imaginable. But trust me, we've got hundreds of hours of time in developing it, and now we've got the blueprint. Now we're putting it together, and bear with us while we do that. And then I'm excited. Probably prior to Dallas, we'll have a lot of that new stuff up and running, and it'll be just so fun to work with. I'm really excited now to take the call to my good friend, Mr. Jim Tanner, joining us from Boston. Jim, we appreciate you so much. Jim's a platinum executive director, has built the largest sales organization in my team, a top recruiter. I was looking at the newsletter that Don Thompson sent out on Sunday, yesterday, and, I mean, Jim Tanner's name's all over it. He's top recruiter, his open line's the biggest producer, and, I mean, ranking up there with the top team builders in all of Legal Shield, a $200,000 income earner, building a massive Legal Shield organization of 100,000, 200,000, $300,000 income earners, multiple millionaire club members. We appreciate you, Mr. Tanner, being on the call tonight to share with us our training segment. We've all got our pen and paper out, ready to take some notes, and I'll turn the call over to you, sir.
Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Riches. I appreciate that. And I just want to, before I get into my prepared training for this evening, I want to thank you for all everything you went through. I love to hear from Chris Corley. Susan, I love to hear from you, especially when you have news like licensed states becoming non-licensed states. That's great news as well. But great tips on staying in contact with the organization, with your users now, as we're going to refer to them, the folks that are our future members and future associates, and of course staying in contact with our members and associates as well. Mr. Riches, you talked about some of the changes, and when you referred to the AMS as a dinosaur, it hit me a little bit because that kind of makes you and I dinosaurs, but at least we are the kinds of dinosaurs that understand that if you stay still, you do become extinct. And I think we've watched and learned from Kmart and Sears and JCPenney and all of these organizations that were supposed to be forever organizations. Because they didn't adapt, change, they didn't have a vision for a future, they didn't perceive that change was necessary, that by the time they realized that they didn't move, it was too late to move. And we're never going to do that. And while the AMS is something that is just absolutely close to my heart because of the success that we've had and the fun we've had building it and testing it and the success we've had with it, the team management system is going to be something that I not only will be proud to talk about, to train everybody on, to champion, but I'm going to be proud to stand on the stages at Legal Shield events as we continue, my wife and I, to earn new ring levels, and knowing that this incredible advantage that we have is the reason why. And I'm going to talk in the training this evening about how you can take advantage of some of these, what I essentially believe to be the shortcuts, the unfair advantages that we have as an organization. But I'll just add one more thought to the TMS, AMS, because for all the years that we dreamt, before MidOcean Partners, before Jeff Bell, before the investments that Legal Shield has made in their technology and their data analysis and their IT infrastructure, we dreamed of having the data available to us that they have available to them. Because we used to, you know, 10 years ago, a lot of what Mr. Riches just talked about you having access to, if we could get it, it meant getting on the telephone, waiting on hold, talking to someone at Legal Shield, having them do some research, come back to us with those types of numbers. So you may have not quite understood everything Mr. Riches said tonight about data and reports and capabilities of the AMS that you have, and the ability to check your all in one place to see how many days everyone in your team has to fast start qualify, things like that, data which we could easily take for granted. I want you to know that I remember the day that Mark Riches and I were on the telephone, and we, for the first time, got the download of that data, that giant Excel sheet of data points. And then the work of beginning to integrate that, to categorize it, to make it display so it's meaningful to us in our business, because it is just numbers and data until we can interpret it so that it makes your business run more effectively. And that's what's happening right now. I think about just, again, things we could take for granted. If you've been here less than 90 days, you may not, it would be easy to take for granted. Things like just in our own, when we log in into the agent user account, to be able to see how many Performance Club points we have for ourselves, our month-to-date counters, our organizational counters, our retention, our organizational retention, and then to jump into the AMS and pull a report and all in one place to be able to see that. I think about the reports that you would have to pour through, the pages of websites you'd have to go through, the things you'd have to connect and do your own calculations on to get that same information on LS Engage or the Associates Only back office. And it's all delivered to us each and every day, and it's only going to get better. I hope you can hear my excitement. The reason I'm talking about this and I haven't gotten into my training yet is because as good as that is, it is only going to get better. And whether we have to do webinars, more Zooms, more, I have to travel this country and get you a dozen at a time around a table with your computers. This year, 2019, I pledge that we are going to make sure that everybody that wants to build a world-class organization and have tremendous success and leverage all I'm going to talk about tonight, that if you want that, that you not only know that you have the system to do it, but that you know how to operate that system. Because when you're new and you start looking at it and you hear us talk about numbers, it may seem like you're staring into the cockpit of an airplane with a lot of gadgets, levers, and buttons that you're not sure what they do, and they might just do something terrible. What you find out with a little bit of training, some context, some understanding of how it all comes together, once we can help you with a few concepts, you can really understand that this is an airplane, and you can fly it, and you can take it basically to the moon and beyond. Okay, I've got to get into my training. I got to tell you, in preparation for tonight, I don't know that I've been as excited as I was taking notes so that I could stay on time. I want this group of people, all of you, with me this evening, and there's going to be people catching the replay of this, but as you're experiencing this live, if you can write, I think you should write, because I want this to get to a different part of your consciousness. I look at my business. I don't know how many of you understand this, but in the last few years, Legal Shield has paid me over $500,000 in override income. When I joined this business, I had two jobs that totaled $400 a week, and thus I determined that my goal for my business in Legal Shield was to make $400 a week so I could quit those two jobs. That, to me, was winning in America. And I've been on a journey, and I'm going to tell you a little bit in my training about what would change me. And I've been on a journey to where not only would those numbers on a weekly basis or a daily basis not satisfy me, and not because I need opulence or expensive trips or big houses. That's not why. But because I have learned what my potential is. And I have learned what my potential is through the personal development of this organization. And I learned that I could build a world-class international organization. And in many ways, recruit, train, motivate, and then get out of people's way and let them be the absolute best that they can be. And I was so proud this morning, not that Jeff Bell was saying my name, although that's meaningful to me, and he talked about my wife, which I always love, but a lot of the names he listed off, the people that he was recognizing, are part of this organization that we've built. And I might have dreamt a decade ago that someday the CEO of Legal Shield would say my name on a conference call. I might have dared to dream that. But I couldn't have conceived that he would list name after name after name of top producers, of top recruiters, of professionals, of people that not only get results, but that the company believes in as professionals, as people that they know care about the mission of the business. I couldn't have dreamed that a list would go on and those people would be in my organization. And I want to tell you the three things this evening, the three things that once I understood these three things, everything in my past began to just be my past. And what I mean by that is I no longer struggled to recruit a team. I no longer struggled to get people through the training. I no longer struggled to get them Fast Start qualified. I no longer struggled to make a accountability process for myself where I would, in other words, I don't know how many of you this applies to, but I used to get frustrated with myself because I knew what I needed to do, but I wouldn't do it. And then I would beat myself up for not doing it. And because of these three things, I stopped doing that. Because of these three things, I stopped pushing on the gas pedal and then the brake pedal in my business. Many of you do that. Because of these three things, I stopped recruiting one or two new agents and then hoping and praying that they were going to go do something as if to validate my work so then I would go and do more work. When I learned these three things, I stopped doing that. And I hope you're ready to hear these three things, to feel them, to write them so you can receive them at a deeper level. and then allow them to move you into action so that in the near future, this is you on the call, teaching the next group, the next class of up-and-coming team builders, how to build a world-class organization. And it's your story of where you started from and where you're going. I want to talk to you about the three components that once I truly understood, it didn't happen on the day I signed up. It's not in line with the day I became a member or an associate, or I had my first conference call or any of those things. But when I arrived at this, when I understood it, believed it, internalized it, I was on my way. For you this evening, today could be that day. Number one of the three, our opportunity, and I'm going to go quickly tonight because you can access the replay. You can pause, you can go back. You have to know this, not so you can say it to somebody. You have to know this for your mind and for your heart so that you can build a world-class organization. You have to understand these three things. And the first thing, ladies and gentlemen, is our opportunity. First, let me just break that down quickly. As I talk about the opportunity, let me first talk about our product, because without Legal Shield and ID Shield, it doesn't matter what else I say, because there are other opportunities. We are in competition with other companies, with other groups of people that want to tell the same person you're going to talk to that they have a different, better way, that it's a little bit easier and they'll make a little bit more money. And they're talking to the same people that you and I want to talk to. They're talking to people that want more time freedom, more economic opportunity, that don't want to have to get a second or third job, that want to pay off their debts, their college loans, their credit card bills. They want to get out from underneath all of that. They want to escape the rat race. We're talking to that group of people, but we are not the only ones. But here's what's different. If you know this, you will win. Our product line. And I don't have time to get into every niche of our product line. Law officers, legal plans, commercial drivers, legal plans, the B2B space. I just want you to understand that when you survey direct sales, network marketing, multi-level marketing, home-based entrepreneurship, you will not see anything anywhere like what we do. We are the only opportunity where we have a premium version of a product at a lower price. Let me make sure you understand that. There are companies that have taken products that have been on the market for years or decades, things like essential oils, sports nutrition supplements. They have put together better ingredients, higher quality processes, better packaging. They have turned those things into premium products. And we can argue whether they are premium or not, but let's just agree. Let's just say, devil's advocate, they are the best version of a sports supplement drink. They're the best version of an essential oil. They have created a premium product. But along with that premium product, they've done that because they had to create a premium price for that product. But we've done the very opposite. Harland and Shirley Stonecipher founded a company a half a century ago based on delivering a premium version of legal access at a lower price, not a lower level of legal access. I don't think we understand enough of this. We don't just have a lower price. We have a better product because the legal system is unresponsive. It's unaccountable. It's complex, and it's intimidating to all North American families. And our premium product handles the accountability. We make sure that our customers are happy, that the law firms are responsive. We take the worry out of which kind of attorney to talk to, because all you do is tap your app and you talk to an intake specialist at your state's law firm, and then they put you on the phone with an attorney that specializes in the area of law in which you have your question or need. Premium product at a lower price. We don't have to justify price. See, we can have $250, $350, $500 an hour attorneys working on your situation in exchange for your $24.95 a month membership. We don't have to justify the price. We don't have to learn how to overcome a price objection and say, yes, but it's a premium product. Yes, but we use better ingredients. Yes, but our packaging is better than the other company. See, it all starts with the product. And by the way, what I just said is all you need. But then on top of that, Legal Shield has assembled member perks, which can essentially offset the small monthly cost of a Legal Shield membership. We can protect the family with both Legal Shield and ID Shield for $49.90 a month. And with that, not only do they get everything in the product we offer, but they also get member perks. And if we teach our members how to use member perks, the average family can more than offset their monthly membership fee with the savings that they would realize from products that they already are purchasing. I think about my cell phone bill. It totally is offset the cost of my membership because we get a discount on cell phones. Rental cards, everything I've always with member perks. And we, because that is one of the newest facets of our membership, I believe this is where we are weakest in. Even though we are elite, we are weakest in educating people about member perks. I know some are doing it well, and they are having the highest retention. Okay, that's our product. That's the first part of opportunity. Next, compensation. Because if I'm going to build a world-class organization, if I'm going to attract the very best people, good people, by the way, doesn't mean that they've been in sales 20 years. Doesn't mean that they've been business owners for 30 years. It means they're good people. We have recruited good people that have never sold anything before. We have recruited good people that had never had a chance in the American economy before, but were willing and coachable and willing to do the work. They were good people, so that when they started to make money, they did make good choices because they were good people. I'm talking about attracting good people, building a world-class organization. On top of the product, you have to have great compensation. And what's amazing about this is you and I don't have to fund compensation as recruiters. Look at, just quickly, just think about compensation for a moment with me. 1 year advance commissions, okay? 1 year advance commissions with no interest, with no fine print. Legal Shield says to all of our people, we believe that you're going to write good business. We know we're going to service that business, and we want customers for life. So we'll advance you a year's commission to create a cash flow in your business from day one, even when we don't know who you are yet. That's amazing, powerful for recruiting into our opportunity. The company then goes a step further and says, but that's just year one. We want customers for life, and we want to reward you for writing the kind of business that results in customers for life. We want to reward you for doing the proactive account management that yields customers for life. So we'll pay you lifetime renewal income. And by the way, that's not my lifetime or your lifetime. That's the member's lifetime. That means that long after you and I are no longer on this planet, this book of business we're creating can continue to earn renewals from members that love their membership and stay on the plan year after year after year. That's lifetime renewal income. How about this? 1 year advance on overrides. That's why we're here on this call this evening. We can build a sales team, a sales force. And that organization of people, when they protect families, when they market memberships, not only do they earn a great income, 1 year advance commission, lifetime renewals on that business they're writing, but you and I, for going out and finding those people for the company, earn an override on all of their business, and that override pays on a 1 year advance commission. Legal Shield didn't have to do that. They could have said, no, we'll override or we'll advance the sales, but we're not going to advance the override. But they are advancing the override as well, and they are paying out lifetime renewals on the override, so that when you and I build a world-class organization that writes good business, that stays on the books, we can continue to build a bigger and exponentially bigger book of business that can live long beyond you and I. That not only can the potential of those renewals live on, but long after you and I are gone, our sales team can continue to add people on the membership rolls that will continue to be renewals for life. That means that you're building a legacy of business as a team builder. And that's just a couple facets of our compensation. How about the bonuses? Just the Mad Streak bonus. You know, sometimes folks say, well, it's only $25. That's huge, brand new, additional income. No one is asking any of us to fund that. Legal Shield is going to pay $25 until the end of February, continuing this Mad Streak bonus. When you recruit a new person and they write their first sale during their fast start period, their first 20 days, boom, they're going to get $25. You're going to get $25. To celebrate, to offset some of your expenses in recruiting, to acknowledge your efforts, and to acknowledge that a new person did the scariest thing, which is to get into activity. It's easy to join. It's easy to become an associate, to become a member, pay your money. That's easy. $100 is not a lot of money. A lot of people join the business, and then with the intention to get started, their enthusiasm fades, and they don't do anything. We know. We've experienced that. But Legal Shield says, hey, if you will help them keep their fire burning, if they're willing to go and do the activity, more money for you. We've got that for the whole month of February. I hope you're taking advantage of it. Think about that. That's just the Mad Streak bonus. Then we have Fast Start bonuses, $180 more on top of the commissions for getting Fast Start qualified in your first 20 days. Because we know if we can get somebody new moving quickly, that they're more likely to stay moving, and that is momentum. And we want to build a culture of people that take every single incentive dollar off the table, large and small. And they may sound small when we compare them to some of the large numbers. $25 Mad Streak bonus, yes. $180 Fast Start qualification bonus, yes. Monthly Performance Club bonuses, just for being Performance Club qualified, which is as simple as writing $90 or $180 worth of membership business in a calendar month, creating a discipline in your business. Legal Shield will reward you with a monthly bonus just for doing those simple activities, and reward you as a team leader a bonus, a matching bonus, for building an organization that remains consistent. And then on top of that, the executive director bonus, which we need to talk more and more about. Jeff Bell was right. I hope he hears this. I share his commitment. We need more executive directors than ever before. Legal Shield is putting the money on the table and challenging us to go out and build teams of executive directors, to get you to executive director and to stay there for life. And they've put $15,000 in bonus money on the table for each and every one of you listening to be the executive director, leader of your organization. And by the way, once you know how to do that, you can duplicate that, and Legal Shield will pay you an additional $7,500 every time you help somebody in your team reach that $15,000 in bonus money. And if those types of dollars are not enough to get somebody excited on this call, or someone that you're recruited, that doesn't get them excited, Legal Shield has laid out Platinum for Life, which allows you to collect an additional $1,495,000 in Platinum for Life bonus money. The money is here. The product is here. That is our opportunity. And I spent so much time on that because without that, it doesn't matter. See, there are people with no product and no comp plan, and they're going to tell you about the same next two things that I'm going to tell you about, but they're going to have to emphasize that so much because their offering is thin, because they don't have what we have. So sometimes we can be complacent, even lazy, in fact, with what we have, that other people are out recruiting us with less of an offer, with less of an opportunity, with less compensation. Perhaps just because you and I don't understand how big it is. We haven't sat down and really listed out everything we should be excited about. We don't know how to communicate the enthusiasm of all of that. Excuse me. Number two of the three, after opportunity number two, is a system. And a system is key, because the best recruits for your team are busy professionals, like busy people that are professional. So who's the worst recruit for your team? an unprofessional person, someone that doesn't have good communication skills, they're negative, they're not interested in anything, they don't want to do anything, they can't perceive an opportunity, they won't look at an opportunity. The reason I'm listing this person and describing them to you is because that's who we tend to want to recruit, because we think they need an opportunity. But they're not professional. They're not engaged in the economy. They're not working towards goals. They're not hoping for a brighter tomorrow, but professionals are. And I add busy to that. Busy professionals. Doesn't always mean that they're making a lot of money, but that they're time poor, but it often does. I know a lot of people that make a great income, but they miss everything. They're missing everything at their kids' school. They're missing the sports games and the theater, and they're missing all that, and they don't want to miss it. Let's not forget that. They're not choosing to miss these things. They're part of a system that doesn't allow them the flexibility to be there for their families, but they want to be there. But they can't. We hear them say, well, I have to work. It's such a throwaway line. Well, I have to work. Oh, I'd love to, but I have to work. Now, I work my business. You all work your business, but I have never said in the last several years, I can't be at the school because I have to work. Because of the opportunity we have of flexibility, we have an incredible alternative lifestyle. So understand, busy professionals are great recruits. But understand this, make sure you understand this. Busy professionals, they don't want a project. They want a system. They want a proven system that they know works. And what I think about what we've built over the last several years, no wonder we've attracted so many people that want success, that have had success, that have had success financially, but it didn't have the time, have had time, but no financial success. No wonder we've attracted so many people and coached them to brighter days, because we have a system. We can articulate quickly, easily, and with great references, a $100,000 a year game plan for somebody to start in our business in the B2B selling world, and we can give them a proven system with a track record. We can show them testimonials of people that have done it and continue to do it to this day. We're not just saying it might work. We're not hoping it would work. We're not saying theoretically if you do this it'll work. We have people doing it every single day. Let me keep going. How about, lost my spot there. How about our own proprietary cloud-based system, which we talked about on the call? We are migrating, improving, getting it faster, sleeker, more modernized. But the early days of the contact manager and the dream that there would someday be an agent management system, I remember when the early days of the contact manager, it kind of worked, but you had to plug it in to something. You had to plug in the, back when we plugged into the internet, and then upload and download things to get them to update. Now we have a cloud-based system, and we have technology. We've embraced that technology. On any device in your hand or your pocket, your laptop, your desktop, you have access to every data point of your entire business through our back office. And we'll only get better. See, we have the system. And with the AMS, which will soon be the TMS, I'm so excited because the reason we developed this is because we understand that recruiting is a process, not an event. I never expect to do a one-call close. I don't expect to talk to somebody on the phone and they say, yeah, here's my credit card. No, because recruiting is a process. And that's what we do so well is we oftentimes start with someone who's a total stranger. We educate them about who we are, what we do, why we do it this way, excuse me, what their expectations would be. We educate them. And yes, we've taken the training from 11 hours to 5 hours, now to 2 hours, as we evaluate what do you need to know to make an informed decision as an adult in America. What do you need to know to make an informed decision? Are we telling you more than you need to know? Are we confusing you? Well, we've continued to pare it down, so that we know that we can recruit through this incredible process of transparency so that the people that join your team like you, trust you, and want to do what you do alongside of you. Even if, write this down, you don't yet know how to explain it to somebody else. if you can get them to enroll, get them to go through the training, Mark Riches, Chris Evans, Scott Brooks, and so many other top proven leaders will explain it for you through our training video system. That's our system. So we have an opportunity, and we have a system. And number three, and I know I'm out of time, so I'm going to be brief. We have a community. Now, some of you have heard me say this before. Don't discount this. Our community, having the ability to be in community with like-minded people, is key to what we do. And I'm talking about our Legal Shield brothers and sisters. We're outside of this organization, in the greater organization that we're all a part of. As I like to say, we're all in Harlan and Shirley Stonecipher's team. So we are all in the same team. And we get to share this journey with all of the people that see the mission of Legal Shield, that believe in social justice, that believe in equal access to the justice system, that believe that identity theft victims should not be perpetrated again by the solution providers that are trying to convince and trick them into paying for products that don't solve the problem. We have a group of brothers and sisters, men and women, that are fighting the same fight alongside of you. And we get to come together with them at our conventions, like in Dallas very shortly, on our PC trips, the Performance Club trips, like we're going to be in Cabo soon, at Super Saturday events, at weekly briefings. We get to be together and remind each other on the days that one of us might need to be pulled up by the other why we do this and why it's important. And we have our team, our elite organization of which you're all a part, that's part of this larger Legal Shield universe. Our team and your peers in this team, we have our own team events and trainings, calls like this, webinars and other events where we can plug in and come together. And I think about the first time Mark Riches had what he used to call a boot camp event in Cookeville, Tennessee, in that small town, which included a barbecue at his ranch. I had never been the type of person to go to anything. I lived so far away. I didn't fly. And I went to that event with Bill Sharon, and I'm here today because I went to that. Because I saw and met these real people that really wanted me to win, that were cheering me on, and that were in the same business that I was in. See, I had found my tribe. I had a community. And I think about that. Our Legal Shield organization, our team within Legal Shield, our leaders, though, Mark Riches, Mike Riches, you know, I think I would still be making $400 a week in this business and convinced that I was doing the business at a high level and convinced that I was winning and convinced that I was providing value if I was in any other Legal Shield organization. That is the truth. Because what I know happens here, I have friends everywhere in Legal Shield, but what I know happens here is that we are held to a high bar. That's not always comfortable. But when somebody knows what your possibility is, and that somebody is someone like Mark Riches, and he is willing to hold a high bar, what happens is we rise to that occasion. And he holds a high bar. He's routinely preached and trained to all of us to make a six-figure income a minimum in our mind and shown us the numbers on how to get there, how to earn $100,000 a year at least with our Legal Shield business. How many times have you heard him say that executive director is the beginning? It is the start line, not the finish line. That it is where the business begins, not where it ends. That it is not the top of the mountain. It is the beginning of the ascent. Because he holds a high bar. And without people that are willing to see what you're capable of, to push you, to be able to challenge you to rise to the future that you're supposed to have, I don't know how far along this organization would be. And that's community. And these three things, the opportunity, a system, and a community. When I understood that I had all of these things, then I understood that I had the absolute best offer in the marketplace. That there was no better offer. That there's nobody else who could call my prospect and offer them something better than what I can offer them. They can't offer them more money. They can't offer them an easier path, a better system, higher quality leaders. It doesn't exist. And when I knew that, then I could, with full faith in everything that we talked about this evening, with full faith, I could go out and start exposing our business to more people faster than I ever did before. And I let go of the ones that said no, or maybe, or I've got to think about it. I let go of the people who said they were going to start but didn't. I let go of the pain of people who started but didn't finish. And the pain of people who I thought were going to be the best but then wouldn't return my calls. I was able to let go of all of that because I understood the bigger picture. And I understood that I had the best offer. And I understood the power that I wield as a builder of a world-class organization. Now, in conclusion, and thank you for staying over late with me this evening, let me say this to you. It is February. It's a new month. I've been telling you, as long as I've been on these calls, how fast the year goes by in our business. Promise yourself some higher goals and some bigger things in 2019, but then keep those promises. Listen back to what we just talked about. Understand what you have. And understand that amongst the 300 million people in the United States, almost none of them know about your offer. And many of them are praying for exactly what we just talked about tonight. Thank you so much for joining me on the call. Thanks, everybody. And we'll join you right back here on Monday morning next week for our B2B support call. Have a phenomenal week of the month. Make it count. Thank you and good night.